Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be ye thankful. Be ye happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Happy. Being blessed is being happy. Be joyful. You're not guaranteed moments in this life. So I would just suggest that to enjoy every one. We're in the, and I say that because we're in the middle of moving warehouses, and there's about to be a big life shift. On our property is like a 3,200 square foot building that we work out of, and that everyone that works with us works out of. And we're moving to a new building, and it's just going to be a big change, a big shift. And I'm just so thankful because I've moved these warehouses. My brother and I have moved these warehouses with my mom, my sister-in-law and my sister. We've moved these warehouses, 10 times. And you wouldn't believe the amount of furniture we have. But now we have people to help. And I'm just so grateful. And if you're struggling, if you're out there, and especially if you own a business, if you're going through those beginning 3 years that are just absolutely ruthless, just keep fighting, keep moving, keep walking forward. You're going to be blessed, especially when you start to go to God. If you're not already going to God, you start to ask Him in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy path. Ask Him what's going on. Ask Him when to do things. Ask Him to close doors. Ask Him to open doors. A lot of times I will ask God, I don't care if you open it. I don't care if you close it. I just want an answer. I mean, we laugh in our fellowship because one of the men that go to this fellowship, we kind of laugh back and forth because it's so root. Like, you go through it and you start asking God for things, you'll get those things. It just comes with stuff. And it's like, I don't know if I really want this. I mean, I'm not really sure I want a business, or I'm not really sure I wanted this building. I got it, but I just know that when I receive things, it comes with a rest and a peace with God afterwards, regardless of whether or not I get it, if He closes it. I mean, we were on the edge of getting a building years ago that He closed the door that day, and I'm just so thankful it happened, that He stopped it. Just start to go to God. I don't know how I got so long-winded on that, but if you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 12, it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh or in parallel motion with the old nature. For if ye live in parallel motion with the old nature, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit, this new spiritual nature, mortify or put to death the practices of the body, ye shall live. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the new spiritual nature of God, they are sons of God. We are no more servants or in bondage to the law. You're a son of God the moment you confess, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation and safety and preservation. The moment you believe and the moment you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and He was raised from the dead, bam, you are a son of God. No more under the servitude of the law. The law does not apply to you anymore. Now, there are consequences of that law. I mean, there are natural consequences that happen, but it's not. You are in great standing with God that moment, and God looks at you as a son. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received a spirit of bondage or servitude or slavery again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of sonship, in which we cry, Abba, Father. You do not have the spirit of fear. The moment you start to have fear in your life, you go to God. You start to pray. Be anxious for not one thing. You're not to be anxious for one thing, but in all things through prayers, and these are specific prayers to God, and supplication, which are prayers to God of personal need, let your specific request be declared unto God, and God's peace will protect you. The second part of that verse. We have not received the spirit again to fear. If you jump over to verse 28, this should also bring a little bit of calmness in your heart and in your mind. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to purpose. When you set God first in your mind, when you set God first in your heart, all things work together together for good to those that love God. It's not those that follow the law. It's not those that go to church and, you know, the outward expression of godliness. It's to those that love God. Do you love God? Do you put God first in your life? Do you think about God? Do you think of the things that He does for you over and over and over again? We have a gracious God. You have a great God. And we are just to walk in this life learning to grow, to love Him, to talk to Him, to build a relationship with Him, to ask Him for the prayers and specific needs. He will provide those things. Ask Him to open the doors. Ask Him to close the doors if you have a big situation coming ahead. Believe me, He will provide the answer. And listen to that small spiritual voice. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and you've confessed it, you have the Holy Spirit in you immediately. It's the earnest or the pledge of our inheritance. And you are a son or a citizen of God right now. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Pray, ask God to do stuff with thanksgiving. Lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ, it won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for the protection of my brother and my dad driving down, and that you just, as far as all the furniture and everything, that it's taken care of. I thank you for the moments of my life again, for everything that you do for us, how you constantly and actively bless us, and for this move, how much of a blessing and how peaceful this thing's been. I pray that we can get done with everything that needs to get done today, that it all gets taken care of, that tomorrow is an easy day. And I just thank you for the moments. I also pray for the situation with Will's house, so we can get that thing knocked out, and everybody's there for that I don't have to think about it anymore. And I just thank you for the opportunity to help people and to bless them. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.